here. Oh.
Recording in progress.
Okay, guys, we're going to take questions in the room first, and then we're going to jump to the Zoom portion.
Do I got to press out? Got you know what? I thought you just have to press got it. Yeah. There we go.
So, Robin, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, okay. Well, you did get the goal tonight. It was a through ball
yes.
play, and I guess you look forward to that. Were you trying to set that up all night or a few times tonight?
I mean, we always try to. I mean, the easiest one is a one-on-one, right? We try to. I mean, we'll take any goal we get, but something like that is something I look forward to and something we work on. So it's nice to get it off and get on the scoreboard.
Now, the last home game we got to see was, same teams, of course. You guys were here before. But after that, you've gone tie, win, tie until tonight. Is there something that why you were playing better now? Is it the pressure's off of playoffs or something?
There's never been any pressure this season considering our situation. But, I mean, as the season goes on, we grow together. We learn each other. And, I mean, every team gets stronger, and we just fight. We've been fighting from the beginning, and we're going to fight all the way to the end, playoffs or not, no playoffs.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions in the room, CJ, before we go to Giancarlo?
Yeah.
Just what was the message to your group at halftime? Like, what are the coaching staff trying to relay to you guys to try and get you back into the game?
I mean, our first half, we were a little bit flat, lack of energy. We just came into the locker room with a positive mindset. That it's not good enough, and although we're not in the playoff run, that we still try to get as many points as we can until the season's over. So we just came out, we had a lot more energy in the second half, and that's just how it goes.
Any other questions for CJ in the room?
Benedict, I know you have a question on Zoom for CJ.
Thank you. CJ, that was your first goal of the season, and I believe your first professional goal. What does it mean for you to get that first one out of the way?
I mean, put a lot of pressure on myself considering I'm an attacking player. So, I mean, I've kept count with how many big chances I missed this season. I'm not going to say the number, but to finally be rewarded for working hard and going hard every training session, it feels good. Of course, I mean, it would have been nice to come back and win, but, I mean, it's one for the books and hopefully many more.
And this season for the whole team has been about, you know, growth and you know, maturing as a group. How have you maybe seen yourself grow and mature over the course of this year?
I've learned a lot, especially since my rookie season coming from college. I've learned a lot. It's a lot different from the college game. It's a lot more tactics involved. So, I mean, I come in with an open mind every day, trying to get better every day, and I feel like that's what I've been doing, and I've been given a chance today, and I was able to convert one of my chances.
And, you go next back home to play Cavalry. What do you want to take from this game and bring into that next one?
That it's unacceptable to be flat in the first half. We need to be at 100 from minute one to 90 plus, whatever the officials, whatever extra time the officials give us.
Thanks, CJ.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. No problem.
Evening, everybody.
Okay, guys, we're going to take questions in the room first, and then we're going to jump to the Zoom portion. So, Robin, I'm sure you want to kick us off.
Okay, wow, moving up. The last home game we've had was you guys a few weeks before, but then since then you've gone tie, win, tie. What's the improvement in play that teams catching on? Better?
Time. I think just having more time with the group, players having more time with each other, building partnerships, building relationships, I think that's been our biggest evolution in the last few weeks. It didn't show tonight, to be quite honest. I was very disappointed with our the entire game, to be quite frank. Our first 45 minutes, we were not how we have been for the last few weeks. The energy was low, and we put ourselves in a bit of a hole. And then the second half became a very transitional base game where we're going to go with them, they're going to go to us, that type of deal. And if a game becomes like that, then anything can happen. So, yeah, we've been happy with our progression. I think we're much better now than we were with the last time we were here. But I wasn't very happy with our performance tonight.
Okay.
these guys, York is going to say the same thing about themselves since they played you before. They've gone win-loss winners or something. So I guess you improve each other the tough game last time, too.
Yeah, I think that's a good statement you make. I think the four games that we've played each other this year, I think we've actually contributed to each other's progressions. I think playing the first game early like we did and going toe-to-toe and both getting a point in that game, I think was a good start for our contest that we're going to play against each other this year. And then obviously us winning quite convincingly at home was important for us. But obviously that spurred York on too. And then unfortunately we've come here the last two games, and I think the last game I thought we had a chance to win the game. I don't think we weren't toe-for-toe tonight. I think York were the better team tonight.
You mentioned time there, and just as a coaching staff, when you're looking at your team day to day, is there a player or players that have stood out to you in terms of their development from the start of the year till now?
There's lots of individuals that come to mind. I think the thing we're most proud of is the collective progression. I think everybody in our team is significantly better now than they were when we started this journey together at the beginning of the year. I think tonight was challenging. I mentioned the performance wasn't good, our effort wasn't good, but there's lots of factors. Like, I'm absolutely exhausted, to be brutally honest. We've spent the entire summer on the road, so I literally asked the players downstairs what went wrong tonight. Asked them to take ownership of it, and they didn't use that as a factor or an excuse. They spoke specifically about the game, which is great. It's being responsible and taking accountability. But we're very, very excited to head back home now and play our last three games at home, and then going to Pacific is going to feel like we're going down the road after all the trips we've been going on the last few weeks. So, like I said, disappointed tonight, happy with the progression of our group, but excited to go back home and spend our last four games at home or very, very close to home.
I kind of have a feeling that tonight's performance was more from the opposition being so good and not your team shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, there's two teams in the game, hey? So I'm always going to analyze my team first before I analyze the opposition. And I'm of the belief that we didn't play very well tonight. I think we're capable of playing a lot better than we did. But I'll also give credit to York. They created opportunities and they took those opportunities too. But like I said, I wasn't happy with our performance. And when my team doesn't play well, another team capitalizes on it, we're definitely going to be more self-critical than look at the other team first.
And how are you trying to keep the group motivated for the remainder of the games, realistically, mathematically, out of playoff spots, and you know the troubles, you know, that be there for the team for the start of the league?
Playoffs have never been a consideration for this group because of our situation. Troubles, you mentioned, we've got lots of troubles, but I think we're excited to go back home now. And we spoke to that with our players about now we go home. Let's go home. Let's go rest. Let's go recover from all of these trips and continue to put our best foot forward. I think we've tried to do that in every single game. I think tonight wasn't our best, but we want to rest. We want to recover and we want to go home and continue to push this group. We're going to fight until the bitter end. It's not about making the playoffs. It's about performances and trying to get as many points as we possibly can. So we have four games left, ideally four good performances, and try to accumulate as many points as we possibly can.
If you're interested in which teams make the playoff, wouldn't be surprised if York are able to get crash, you know, the spot, because they're having a late surge in the league now, winning games on the road and also now discovering a new performance here on home soil.
I'm excited to see such a tight playoff race in the league. I think that's healthy and that's a big positive for any league. And I think it's fantastic that Valor have won their last few games to get themselves back into it. I'm obviously not happy that York won tonight, but obviously that's a big positive for them to work their way up the table. So I think for any league to have lots of teams competing right until the end to see who gets in the playoffs, I think that's a big positive thing. That's interesting for supporters, but also shows the competitiveness of the league too.
Okay, we're going to turn to the Zoom portion of the call. Benedict, I'm sure you've got a few questions for Alan.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Alan, you said you want to focus more on the collective rather than individuals, but I would like to ask you about CJ Smith. You know, he's been involved in this team all season long, but finally gets his first goal tonight. What have you seen from him over the course of the year?
Yeah, very happy for CJ. Obviously, he's from this area, so for him to come back home and score makes it very, very special for him and his family. He's been patient. He's worked hard. I think you saw all of the positives of CJ in the game tonight, his ability to run in behind, his ability to take people on. I'm his coach, so I'm always going to be critical. There's moments that he needs to learn from, and some of those moments were evident in the game today, just making decisions in certain moments. But on a positive perspective, I'm very, very happy for him to come home and score a goal in front of his families and friends. So hopefully he'll continue to grow, because I feel like he's one of the players that's come probably the furthest from our group in terms of where he started at the beginning of the year and where he is now. He's made significant progression. So we're going to continue to push him until the end, and hopefully this will give him a bit more confidence. I think confidence is huge in this game. So anytime a player can score a goal, particularly an attacking player, it gives them a little bit more of a swagger. I don't know if CJ needs more of a swagger, knowing him personally, but it'll help his confidence, which is great.
And you guys head home next weekend to play Cavalry. What do you want to take from this game and bring into that next one?
To be honest, we're trying to put this game behind us as quickly as possible. Get home, relax, rest. And then we'll have a plan and we'll start preparing for the game next week. So we've got four big games left, and obviously next week's the derby, so we'll be excited to go embrace that challenge.
Thanks, Alan. Good luck with that one.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks,
Alan. Good. Cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Same travels.